the resurrection of Easter Sunday, the empty tomb, and people fleeing in fear follow the Lord's Supper and the prayer of Gethsemane, the crucifixion of Good Friday. According to Mark, today is Maundy Thursday, the command Thursday, where we hear Jesus give commands to the disciples in the upper room after he's washed their feet. The washing of the feet, the Last Supper, is their time alone with Jesus before he is betrayed by Judas. The command Jesus gives to his disciples that night are the same as he gives to us today. We are commanded by Jesus to wash the feet of others or to be servants to others. You see, washing someone's feet is a job of the slaves when someone enters the house of another. When you wear sandals on dirt paths and roadways, your feet get dusty and dirty, so when you enter a home, taking off your shoes is not good enough. You must also wash your feet at the door. The job of washing feet is for the lowest of servants in a home. Jesus washes the feet of his disciples as an example to them of how to be a servant to others. Today we don't wash our feet when we go visiting because we don't have dirt paths and roads we have been walking on, so our feet are relatively clean. We would need today to find a different example of preparing someone as they enter your home. Today, with the COVID-19 threat, we would ask them to not come into our house, but speak to them through a window or on a phone. We may be servants to others in serving ways like making covers for the masks, or by calling to check in on someone you know is alone. You can probably think of many ways to serve someone without going to their home. Because Good Friday follows Maundy Thursday, I want to just remind everyone that we will have a Good Friday service on the radio tomorrow evening at 6:30, presented by LAMA, the Litchfield Area Ministries. Good Friday is a wonderful time of the church life because we need Good Friday in order to have Easter. If Jesus doesn't die on Friday, we don't have life on Sunday. It is because of Good Friday we have hope in the resurrection. Listen to the Good Friday story and feel the love God has for God's creation. When the afternoon sky goes dark and the curtain is torn, when the Christ cries out, "It is finished," that is when our life has been saved. So on Easter morning, when the women come to the tomb and it is empty, the fear that they feel is short-lived by Jesus meeting them and offering them peace. Do not be afraid. "Peace to you," Jesus said. Jesus is raised so all may have life. It is God's grace that reveals to us the amazing love of the Creator. It is the love of God who gives us a gate that we may enter as adopted children. As adopted children, we receive the same inheritance as the blessed family of Abraham. God gives us life to hold on to as we find ways to be servants to others, and as we are in the darkness of these days. Hold the light of Christ, and let the light of Jesus shine in you for others as we wait in the dark. Holy Week has nothing to do with COVID-19, but because our lives have had to yield to this virus, God has everything to do with us surviving the dark, alone times of separation. Hold on to the hope in the God of creation who gives us an open gate to life and salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Jesus, the bread and wine of your Last Supper have become your body and blood given for us. Transform us with your holy presence. Cleanse us, forgive us, and renew us in your word. Son of God, your suffering for our sin is great. We offer you all that we have and all that we are. Restore us as we are reminded that we are redeemed because of all you have done. And holy Lord Jesus, on this Easter day, we rejoice in your glory and stand in awe of how you have transformed this world with your dying and your rising. Receive our joyful praise. Alleluia. Jesus Christ is the open gate of our Easter. Amen.